Hello, my lovelies. This is Michelle from Focus on Fabulous, talking to you today about patience. Patience is something many of us struggle with a lot, myself included. And I wrote a blog post about it on my Facebook blog, Girl, It's Time to Focus on the Sparkle, that this podcast is directly pertained from. And it's about small steps, lasting results of patience. We live in a microwave society and we crave instant results. In fact, we hate waiting so badly that often we settle for something much less wonderful just to appease ourselves. I mean, think about it. When it comes to difficult tasks, I think patience is on the top of the list. Why is waiting so hard? I mean, as women, we sit in a doctor's office for hours waiting to be seen. We wait on the phone for the automated menu to get to the number we're supposed to push. Of course, we don't like being patient in those scenarios, but we do it. So why can't we be patient in other areas of our lives? Areas that ultimately increase our emotional, physical, and overall well-being. Instead, we speed up at yellow lights, want instant weight loss for pounds that took years to put on, fantasize of the perfect guy to fall in love with us, but don't have time to build a meaningful relationship. We want our careers to soar and our businesses to skyrocket, forgetting that babies need time to learn how to walk, that training and work produce strength, stability, and maturity, and that if something comes easily, it's probably not worth much anyway. Truly, we know the grass is always greener when it's fertilized, pruned, maintained, and taken care of over long periods of time. The coffee tastes better percolated rather than served instant, and soup is tastier after it's simmered all day rather than popped out of a can and heated. We admire the flowers that take seasons to bloom and appreciate the sharp glass that becomes a gorgeous treasure years after tumbling through rough water and sand erosion. All of this reminds me of a quote by Maya Angelou, where she says, "We delight in the beauty of the butterfly, but rarely admit the changes it has gone through to achieve that beauty." Imagine the patience of the butterfly, building and staying in its cocoon for 5 to 21 days, only to have the average lifespan of 12 months or so, depending on the size and species, as little as a month. In fact, the ones you typically see in your front yard will usually only live for about a week. So why is being patient so difficult for us? Well, today I challenge you to change the way you look at instant gratification and focus on the sparkle. Give being content with small steps a try. For it's when you look down the road and see how far all those baby steps have taken you that you notice the distance you've covered and the obstacles you've defeated. You realize the choices you made, not out of haste, but out of conscious knowledge to strive for and wait for the best. Enjoy the beauty of the growth, the progress of percolating. Don't overanalyze, overthink, or overestimate. Just let things naturally evolve. Be patient, then there will be no need to rush in or settle. Trust the wait. Embrace the uncertainty and watch what wonderful possibilities patience can produce. And continue to be undeniably fabulous.